Big X. Oh.
KO4 NUE. Hey, Patrick, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good, Chad. How are you this afternoon?
Doing good. Just came up and take a look at the leaves today and messed around a little bit. And headed on back to the house, but had a really good day. How about you?
I'm ready to start heading to the house myself, but I got a few more stops to make.
They had a good day on the truck.
Had a good rusty there a few minutes ago as I was heading down to this stop. We've been out looking at leaves up Highway 11.
Easily Way, Pickens, that kind of area, just, you know, tooling around a little bit. Had to get out of the house for a little while.
That every now and then.
Yeah, but other than that, not a whole lot going on. Just got a project finished up in the shop yesterday. And got it out to the customer. So, We'll see what happens, I guess. But off to the next one. In one day and out the next. It's just an endless cycle.
If they come in one day and go out the next, that's usually a good day. It's when they get hung up in there that there's a problem.
You used to call those a hanger queen. You get hung up in the hanger, can't get out because of, you know, this and that. But I don't know. I try not to get myself involved with those things. So I don't take stuff that's in pieces. If you took it apart, just take it on back home because I ain't messing with it, especially things with springs in it.
Don't bring me no basket case, that's for sure.
Yeah, but what you got on the schedule this weekend, anything?
I'll be working on the tool truck this weekend. I got to spend some time in it.
Got everything organized.
Put it off the last couple of weeks and just, I don't know, I hadn't felt like doing it and I'm glad to make myself go do it now.
It could be worse. It could be, you know, having to organize it in the trailer. But, you know, so just keep that in mind. You've been there before.
Don't even mention that. But on a second note, that my old tool truck is up for sale now. I had somebody contact me about it, asking questions there the other day.
I got it fixed or just trying to buy it the way it is?
Says it's fixed. The rear end's back under it. They had to put a whole side on the box. Steps in it, doors on it. I mean, they've done some work to it, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, you know, let them have at it.
I don't want the bugs that come along with it.
Usually with them big trucks, there's a lot of bugs that come to that. I mean, you know, I've seen them try to straighten frames out and things like that, and that, I don't know if you've ever watched them do stuff like that, but I don't know about that. That always going to show up somewhere.
I've actually been a part of that in body shops, and that is no fun for anybody. A lot of times you end up putting a frame rail in it or at least a section.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know about that. I guess, I don't know. It just depends on what, you know, how the title's written, I guess. But, you know, some people, they do that salvage title stuff. Nothing wrong with that, I guess, if you know what it is. But when they title, the title is not salvaged, then I don't know, man. It usually shows up on tire wear or some kind of, you know, some other kind of issue that you just end up chasing the whole time you own the thing. And been there, done that.
And there again, it all goes back to the person doing the job, the quality job they want to do. Are they in it just to get done as cheap as they can, or are they there for doing a quality repair?
I guess about like anything else, I guess. But anyway, well, good luck with this weekend, and I don't know what we've got planned. I got this project out the door in the shop. I think I'm going to just relax for a little bit. I might not do anything tomorrow. Can you believe that? Nothing. Might not even get out of my pajamas.
Somebody will hear you talking. But hey, is there a club meeting tonight? I believe it is, isn't it?
Yeah, but we ain't got much planned. We're going to got one or two stations that's got their signal links in. So, I may configure one or two of their signal links, get it, you know, get that up and running or functioning or whatnot. And a couple of members have got COVID, so, you know, probably won't be a lot of people there. But, and probably close out training on radiograms and traffic, but, you know, not a whole lot.
Well, that sounds good. I was just trying to see if there was a meeting tonight or whether I wanted to come or not. Try to, anyway.
Welcome. But nothing, you know, nothing groundbreaking or flashy. We've got three new members, so I know we're going to go through the Simplex training with them. Because just as soon as these leaves drop, another couple of weeks, we're going to start pushing pretty hard with the club and take all the training that we've been training with Winlink and radiograms. And we're gonna move some information around that mountain straight to you.
When I checked in Monday night,
I couldn't believe it, man. Have you been able to hit it again?
I haven't tried.
Well, good deal. Me and Anna was just, we're so excited. We know what to do. Is that Patrick?
I was surprised I made it too, but I try pretty much every week. But most of the time, nobody hears me.
Pretty good too. So I'd be curious as to see if that was propagation or is that, I don't know, leaves or whatnot. But, yeah, we were excited to hear you in there.
Excited as I was to make it, probably.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I don't know. Try again this Monday. Let's see if it's, see what it was. But other than that, have you thought any more about the project we was talking about the other day?
Thinking about that, and then I think I've made up my mind which way I want to go, but I'll let you know off the air, and we'll get it all squared away.
Good. Well, just let me know when I can help you. I'm not trying to bother you about it. I just want to let you know I'm there if you need me.
That, and you're no bother. I was just trying to make sure I had everything before I started that project, because that way just get it done.
Well, your neighbor's got a small excavator, right?
If it's there at the house, not on the job somewhere.
All right, well, sounds good then. But, all right, bud, well, listen, I don't want to cut you short, but I'm getting close to the driveway. And I'm going to need to get in there and check on her, I guess. But anyway, let me get on. I'm glad you had a good day, and I hope the rest of your stops go well. 73s, and I'll be clear on your final, bud.
Chad, you and Miss Anna have a good evening, and I'll definitely be trying again Monday night. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
KO4NUE, clear. GFW.
KO4HKX.
Back up the mountain?
Not yet. I'm out here on Wade Hampton right now.
I had to go all the way to Greer today to pick up a battery.
For a battery?
Good deals on them, so I went over there and bought quite a few from over there.
All the battery place up on 14. I can't remember the name of it.
Express.
Well, I wasn't too far from that. I just was up that way. It was up 14 just now.
Your four places today, so, but I'm finally off for the weekend, so that'll be nice.
So, you be careful if I don't talk to you again on the way up there. Be safe and hopefully get everything squared away for her.
Try at it anyway.
I do with anything anymore is try and figure it out because they don't make anything easy.
At work, the parts deliveries are just terrible. I'm waiting on some special heat trace wire and that, but it isn't going to ship until the 7th of November.
Yeah, I got a 14 millimeter socket that's not supposed to ship till July of next year.
Miraculous. I believe I'd go to the auto parts store or someplace to try to find one.
That doesn't do me any good, though.
Not do you any good, that's for sure. I mean, I ordered a couple of just regular sockets from the Granger site. I get them next day.
Places like that that are moving smaller volumes, probably. But you got to think of the number of sockets we go through a day.
I do use a bunch of them, I'm sure.
Big distributors, and we each have 300 plus customers each, so you figure if you use one or two a day, that's a lot of sockets.
You know, more specialty ones. I'm just using the plain ones.
So what time y'all going to try to head out in the morning? Early, or are you going to wait and let traffic die down a little bit?
Leave early. I'm hoping that we're on the road by 5 or 5:30. And that we'll see, because I got to get up there because, you know, tomorrow's Friday, and that's the only day you'll be able to make it to the DMV.
Don't hit 26 up there at the wrong time.
Since I've been cutting up through there, you know, it's been around 6 o'clock, and I breezed right through there pretty good.
By that time of day, you'll be all right. You wait much later than that, though, and traffic will start picking up, and that construction zone will be a nightmare up through past the airport.
Usually when we go up there, I'm right around Knoxville by 7:30.
You can take the 640 bypass and then get on 75 and head up then.
That's how I usually go, KN4 GFW.
Got that way too. Probably be real nice this time of year.
Is it just right for the leaves? It looks like, you know, maybe it'll be right. There'll probably be higher elevations. You're probably already gone.
Stop at the big cross now.
I hear you. I know what you're talking about.
You miss that going up through there. I mean, you see that big cross, and then you get closer, and you see what's underneath it, and you just, what?
You know, we came back from there a different way. I kind of went out through the country and some different roads and everything. You know, there's three or four of those that are built just exactly the same.
Same store underneath them?
Some of these were just out in the open or whatever, but they, you know, I mean, they're exactly the same as that one. Maybe not quite as big, but they're built the same.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those in other places up there in Kentucky. That one just, like I said, that one just takes you back for a minute.
I saw on the news where they're having a big stink about that flag over here in Spartanburg.
They even got to put it up.
KB2A checks
in. Noon, Dave. How you doing?
I'm good. I got a quick question for Patrick.
Go ahead.
Hey, in your rounds today, have you noticed that there were no flags, absolutely no flags out at your car dealers?
What's that?
Yeah, my wife and I were coming back from Spartanburg a couple hours ago and coming down to Wade Hampton, and we noticed there were no American flags, not one flag on all the car dealerships coming down.
Pay attention to that, to be honest with you.
Well, a couple of them are pretty big. They're pretty hard to miss. I mean, I looked around like, oh, my God, no flags.
Windy today, though, where I was.
Not with a lot more wind than what's out here today, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, well, gentlemen, I'm going to jump out. I heard you in there. I just wanted to ask that question and see if anybody saw or noticed the fact that there were no flags flying today. Nothing. So you two have a good afternoon. Have a good day, KB2HXS.
Have a good one, KN4TFW.
All righty, sir, KN4TFW. Over to you, Patrick. I'm out.
7-3, Dave. Have a good one. KO4HKX. And Ken, I'll be around for a few minutes more. Just passing up here where you're at, your house of that.
Here in Lyman still. And that, but when I came by that flag there on 85, that sucker was standing straight out today in the wind.
They took down the state flag and put that up. I heard that and I was like, somebody's going to be in for a fight.
Since it's not out of business, they can't have it up there that doesn't meet the requirements for the flag. They got 20 days to take it down.
Is it out up there? I don't know what business they're there or who's doing it.
They're on the 85 and business 85 on the north end of the business 85. Kind of around, I don't know, 78-mile marker or something like that. But it's the property is owned by the Sons of Confederate Veterans or something like that.
Considered a business, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm sure they have a legal status on that.
I'm going to say it's going to go around and around, but, I mean, it doesn't bother me one way or the other.
I mean, part of history, there's no point in erasing it.
Since you make a lot of people mad because a few people don't like it.
For HKX, I can apply that logic to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, especially nowadays, right? KN4TFW.
Well, Ken, I'm going to hop off here. I got to stop and fill this truck up. It's getting thirsty, so it's time to reach in my wallet here.
Okay, you have a good one. Tell Miss Elise we said hey, and that, be careful. And I'm still in here another 20 minutes anyway. KN4GFW, I'll be clear.
Well, maybe give you a holler back here in a few minutes. KO4HKX.